Well, good morning, everybody here in the coffee shop. What a blessed place it is to be this morning and to share with you. We're going to be talking about the life of Jesus Christ this morning. And I would like to open in Psalms 146. Psalms 146 says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs. He returns to his earth. In that very day, his plants perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the stranger. He revives the fatherless and widow. By the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord." Before we start, we just say thank you, dear Father Bond. Be amongst your message this morning with your powerful Holy Spirit as we learn from this, the life of Jesus. Well, let's look as we start in Matthew 1, verse 18, where it says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit." You can see that the birth of Christ was truly a holy event. Continuing on in Matthew 1, 21, it says, "She will bring forth a son, you shall call his name Jesus. Truly, this was a virgin birth conceived by the Holy Spirit." As far as I can tell, there is very little told about Jesus as a child in his youth. So we're going to open in Matthew chapter 3 and see what the Bible tells us. We will open with John the Baptist. "In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.' Now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, 'Blood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not think to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And indeed, I baptize you with water into repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barns, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him, and John tried to prevent him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me.' But Jesus said to him, 'Permit it to be so, for this it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he allowed him to do so. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We can see that Father God loves his Son very much. He is well pleased with all that he is doing and did. Most of the stories told about Jesus took place from this time after he was baptized. Matthew 4 says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." Now, I'm sure the devil did all he could during those 40 days to cause Jesus to fall on his face, but he could not do so. Let's look in the book of John 1:1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The meaning of the Word is Jesus Christ. He was in the beginning with the Father. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Everything was made by him. The stars, he called them by name, all living plants, animals, even man. Did you know about laminin? Laminin, it is the biomolecular structure or substance that holds our organs together in our body. It's a gooey-like substance. You know what it looks like? Tiny crosses. Our body is held together by laminin, which appears to be tiny crosses. And people say that there is no God. Jesus didn't die on the cross. What a laughable statement. In 1 Colossians 1, 16 and 17, it says, "For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, where thrones and dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. For he is before all things, and in him all things hold together." There's the statement about laminin, the substance that holds our body and our organs together. Jesus said all things hold together. Isn't that amazing? We continue on here. On the third day, we're going to be talking about the miracles of Christ. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding, and when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to his servants, "Whatever he says to do, do it." You know, she knew the power of his Son. She knew the power of her Son, Jesus. Now, there was set there 6 water pots full of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 22 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water that was made into wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine. And when the guests are well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of signs Jesus did in Canaan of Galilee and manifested his glory to his disciples. And his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he, his mother, his brothers, his disciples, and they did not stay there many days. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers doing business. When he had made a whip out of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen and poured out the money changers and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, take these things away. Do not make my Father's house of merchandise. Then his disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house has eaten me up. So the Jews answered and said to him, by what sign do you show us since you do these things? Jesus answered to them, destroy this temple and in 3 days it will raise up. Then the Jews said, it has taken 40 years to build this temple and you raise it up in 3 days. But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. You know, it's amazing what Jesus can do and what he has for us. Let's talk about his resurrection. Matthew 28. Now after the Sabbath, at the first day of the week began to draw, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen. And he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. And go quietly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worship him. And Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren, go to Galilee, where there they will see me. Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews and to this day. When the eleven disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain, which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I should command you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Jesus just said he will be with us even until the end of the age. How amazing is this? I do not know what I would do without Christ Jesus in my life today. I would be lost with no future after this life. Where would prayer and faith be without him? Not knowing our Lord on a personal relationship is very dangerous. Can you think what it would be like without him? I could not. I start out my day with him and end it with him. When Jesus walked this earth, he was totally man and totally God. He experienced life as a human, as well as being Lord and Savior. We as Christians look at this fallen world and can truly see it needs Jesus now more than ever. If you read the Bible, we are in the last of the last days. When Jesus died on the cross, the last days started, and Christ could come at any time to rapture us out of this mess. Are you ready? If you die today, are you 100% sure you would go to heaven? If you're not 100% sure, read Romans 10:9 and John 3:16. The Bible tells you about salvation. The Bible also said, believe on Jesus' name and you shall be saved. Our powerful Lord, when the great tribulation period starts after a raptured home, the unsaved people, which will be most of the people, will dwell on this earth for 7 years of hell with no Holy Spirit, no children, no Christians. Only ones that will be saved will have to have their heads cut off or die in some horrible manner to be saved by Christ. That's why you need to accept him now. If you have any doubts in your mind, cry out to him now. Repent before him. Make sure you know where you're going when you check out of this life, because it could happen in any moment. We could be gone. We could be killed. We could die of some unthinkable circumstance. We could die all over with a heart attack. I just want you to know that if you don't know Jesus, believe on his name, cry out to him and get saved before it's too late. I thank you all for joining me with this message. God bless you all. Stan and Nine Oracle in the coffee shop. And I just want to say thank you and God bless every one of you in Jesus' name. We pray and we say thank you.